March long. EDTVs, handcrafted food, 44 beers on tap, including ice cold Bud Light. Check your local Wesley Chapel and Midtown FB pages for all the hoops promotions. And remember, walk-ons is for the win.
Skip the spring cleaning and sell your home stress-free with a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate. You'll save time and you will make the most money. Hey, it's JP, and with the guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate, you can receive an all-cash offer and move when you're ready. Don't worry about the hassle of constant cleaning and making costly repairs. You don't have to. There are no showings, no open houses, and no stress. Find out what the guaranteed offer would be on your home. There is no obligation. Call 855-299-SOLD or go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
To stay cool this summer without air conditioning, you could take a cold shower or hang out in your basement.
What's a basement?
Or give Red Cap a call today and we'll help your family beat the Tampa heat with our limited-time $49 AC tune-up. Visit redcapairconditioning.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When I set out to build our firm, it was built for greatness. It was built for you. For over 35 years, my mission has been to deliver more for our clients, to deliver more for you. Today, Morgan & Morgan has more offices, more staff, and more lawyers than any other injury firm in the world. If you or anyone in your family has been injured, call America's largest injury law firm. Call Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
What's up, everyone? My name is Ruth Kakias. Join me every Sunday from 11 to noon for the hottest new sports show, The Moment of Truth with Ruth, right here on 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. See you Sunday.
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. Just call Mo. .com Office, Tampa.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1979. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1979. That's 800-777-1979. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry, like really love. And bringing friends and family together over a fresh meal is how we've always done it at Culver's. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod to order and cook it to crispy golden perfection. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, that's what really makes our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious. To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a blue spoonful of a Culver's Concrete Mixer? We handcraft our fresh frozen custard with your favorite mix-ins, so every bite is exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like crispy, crunchy Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Now, back to Real Raw Radio, sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP, it's Bone, Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Before the break, we mentioned you went with the Calta Cruz going on. The Carmen had posted a picture on, or somebody did on 102.5, the Bone's Facebook page. And the funny thing was there were like 76 likes on the picture. Went to look at it. I'm like, oh, I wonder, you know, it's like 10 seconds after we talk about it. It was up to like, it went 76 to 97. And now it's like 140. Boom, 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 boom. Nice. Carmen's a beautiful woman and she posted a bikini picture. So there you go.
They know what they're doing.
That's what happens.
Right. Notice they didn't
that's
use...
That's in minutes, you know.
They didn't use any of the guys for it.
Where's Gio?
Right.
Where's my status updated picture of Gio? I need to see it.
What are they, Gio thirst trap shots? Is that what we're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, listen. Right. I want to see what he's doing. Maybe he's got a cool bathing suit on. I can't even finish that sentence.
No, you can't, can you?
Nice guy. Yeah. I love Gio.
Well, good for them. And Gareth did make the cruise, right? He was better health-wise. So
I'm sure he really
squeaked in.
He really rested up.
He was healthy enough to come in and run the board yesterday morning for Ian Beckles. And then he went to the cruise right after. So I
hopped right on the ship.
I asked him if he's feeling good. He said yes now.
Okay.
That's so great.
Good for him.
I'm glad he was able to bounce back.
Yeah, it was a good timing is what it was.
And is Brian doing the phones again today?
Yes, he is.
He's been great. All week he filled in for Gareth so Gareth could heal, so Gareth could then go on healthy onto the ship.
He's been phenomenal.
Very nice of Brian.
All week. It's almost like we didn't miss a beat.
It's interesting.
You guys are
just so easy.
Right?
Smooth.
I mean,
like the wheels are greased. Like the show just flows.
We didn't even know Brian was there today, right? So it's like...
It's like a referee in a ball game. Like he does his job perfectly.
You know, sometimes I remember doing this, like when I would bounce from station to station in the same building and had, you know, different shifts. If you're not in one place all the time, it kind of gets difficult because you're, doing a million other things. So maybe since he's been here all week.
Yeah. He could probably do it full time if you want, you know.
I feel
he could
like
probably do
he
it
now,
every day.
He's gotten into a flow.
I mean, especially
instead of one day on, you know, six days off. It's
especially since we all know that, you know, Gareth would rather be with the morning show. Understood. I get it.
I feel like he likes
higher
him.
Profile gig.
Brian gets here on time. That's a big thing.
He does.
Oh, no.
He goes to the bathroom and he gets back before the commercials are over. That's good. That's another positive. Ding. That's like three right there. Very impressive.
He's probably not high at work.
No, probably not.
I can't.
It's just something to think about.
Okay.
Well, you know. He checks more boxes. He's a gay man of color instead of just a man of color from Canada.
He's got another one.
That's a big deal.
Bonus.
He's a
big
check
deal.
Boxinist of the box checkinists.
Right. Now, if he was like Muslim or some crazy religion, we could check off another box.
I mean, he might convert. I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
You could identify as.
Yeah.
Wow. This show itself would be indispensable.
Or even better, if he was like half black, half Hispanic. Cha-ching.
Or had a horrible childhood. Are we? I guess we already have that covered. What else?
Right, but that doesn't cover the. You and I got that.
You guys cannot be beat on that.
Right.
Nope. Not a chance.
And he's dating or married to a Pacific Islander.
or
Native American. Oh, Lord and Lord. Right.
Gay. Yeah, that all works out.
Gareth ain't bringing nothing to the table. Compared to Brian.
If Brian can somehow satisfy all the letters, LGBTQA+, then we're in. I think I left off I.
You did. Sorry. But you're not making him qualify in the I.
A what? What's an I?
LGBTQA.
What's an I?
Plus. We talked about this recently. I don't remember what the I is.
You know what? Don't even tell me.
Intersexual.
I've made it this far. I'm good.
Intersexual.
I don't care.
You cross country lines to be sexual. No, I don't know what it is.
If I'm in America and I'm a lesbian and I date a lesbian,
all you have to do is fly to Ireland and then you're intersexual.
Right. Can I ask you guys a dopey question?
Always.
Yes.
It's the only kind of
show is about.
Have you ever looked in your sock drawer and just wanted to throw everything out and start over again?
Today. Like literally today.
Seriously?
Yes. It happened to me today too.
I just want to throw
everything out. Because I'm in a rush this morning, and I'm looking for a pair of socks, and I'm finding one of all these different things, and I'm like, you know what? I just want to throw it all out and go shopping tomorrow and pick up 12 pairs of black socks, 12 pairs of white socks, and just be done with everything.
So when you say you do your laundry a lot, right?
Or do you do your own laundry? I'm up. I haven't been able to get to it this week, but tomorrow.
But then how come your socks aren't already like matched?
I don't know.
Why don't you have them all matched up?
We all know.
Because we need that. At
we all know washing machines and dryers eat socks.
Well, that's true.
They do.
But the ones you have in your drawer then should be matched with something. Otherwise,
why did you want to throw your socks out, Monica?
Oh, no. No. Because my drawer, no, I don't have a problem with matched socks.
You have a different reason?
Yeah. It starts out nice. Like, maybe 3-4 months ago, that drawer was beautiful. And now, because bras on one side, socks on one, panties divided up into butt underwear and thongs. It's all very organized. And right now, I hate it. I do want to burn the whole
thing
down.
Everything's mixed and
it's all,
not
where's,
folded.
Where's the thong versus this? Where's the socks? Where's the, it's all, where's the one color bra? It's all of it's just all in.
All because you're in a rush, right? At some point, and that messes it up. You're in a rush 10 times in 3 months. Now the drawer's ruined.
And now it's ruined. I want to set it. I want to set it on fire. Like, I need to burn it all.
I thought about it this morning. I'm like, I'm just done with this.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah.
So stupid, but that's how I started my day off, by not being able to find socks.
I love how your solution is classic JP, which is just throw money at the problem. Buying all new ones.
The other part of it is my son takes my stuff.
Oh, that's definitely a problem.
You know, there's definitely three. And my daughter, if she wants a pair of socks that I have, like if she wants a pair of ankle socks, then she knows that I'm wearing that, you know.
So now it's chaos introduced into your drawer.
Yeah.
That's no good.
They go into your kids go into your bedroom?
Yeah. My kids are welcome in my bedroom.
What?
Yeah, but they go in your drawer when you're not home. Like
that's not
their
business. That's your space. Oh,
they can
go
into my, if they're going to take socks, I don't care.
Who cares about it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That was
Listen,
I never had that issue.
Yeah, they don't want to go through.
Courtney would take a sweatshirt or Kelly would take like an Islander jersey, something like that out of my closet once in a while.
I know that one too.
But they would ask me.
Just happened the other day.
They'd ask.
My daughter is in some sort of hoodie cult and she's got a ton of them. And the other day I was going to my son's soccer game. And I have a hoodie for his team. Oh. And I'm looking for it. I'm like, where is the... And Isabel's like, oh, it's in my room. It's on the floor. Why is my sweatshirt on the floor in your room? Well, I used it the other day. I wore it
and
the other day.
So the answer to that question is not that.
So
why is it on the floor in your room?
Because she wore it and then she put it on the floor.
In her defense, there's just something about a guy's hoodie that it's just a little bit bigger, but, you know, and it just, it's comfortable. And there's just something about a guy's hoodie. It's not our fault. Mm-hmm.
Still, it's on the floor instead of back in his room folded so he could wear it.
So what's her punishment? There's not going to be a punishment. So guess what? She's always going to do that.
I gotcha. I know. What am I going to do? Am I going to lose my mind over that?
No, but just make sure she washes. Okay, then you can't borrow any more sweatshirts until you learn how to wash it and return it so I can wear it.
Mm. Yeah. Courtney stole two of my hockey jerseys.
Did she?
but
hockey jerseys.
Yeah, but at the time she was going to North Carolina and going to Hurricanes games when the Hurricanes played the Islanders. So I mean, I love the fact there were, you know, and
she was representing.
She was representing. Her and Luke, or her and a friend of hers, would go and they'd wear the jersey. I'm like, all right, well, I guess. So she has my orange third jersey and I think a black one. Or I don't remember.
Oh my god,
I have one left. Only one.
Oh my gosh.
But it's fine. You know, that's all right. As long as I don't want to take my socks. To be honest. Don't take my socks.
I feel like the jerseys are a little bit better than the socks. You can socks.
Yeah,
socks
they are, but I can't wear three at once anyway.
That's true.
What's the difference?
Yesterday, I go in the shower.
It's okay.
Last night, I go in the shower, and I'm not paying attention. I'm just getting undressed, and I'm jumping in the shower, and there's a railing inside the shower on the door, and there's a pair of pink panties hanging out there. And I'm like, what is going on? And I'm looking at them. I'm like, they're not my wife's.
Oh, geez.
I know that.
Oh,
so I get out of the shower. I'm like, Nick, what's going on? She's like, what? I go, why are Isabella's underwear in the shower? She's like, well, she washed them. Got it.
And?
Well, don't
so
ask her.
So why are they? I didn't. Nicole asked me not to say anything.
No, well, that's fine. But why are they hanging on the
It's a good
handle.
Thing you didn't.
I don't know why.
Why are they like
in
her room?
She might have hand-washed them for female reasons. And then you just
wash
them in the sink. And then you dry them off in the... That's what you do.
Why can't she just dry them off in her room on a doorknob or
something?
Why do they have to be left in the shower?
Right. Doorknob back at the door.
Now, Joseph doesn't shower up there anymore because I told him that I use his soap and my ass crack, so he now showers downstairs. Best move I pulled in a long
time.
You chased
him away.
It's great.
Chased him away.
I did. I chased him right downstairs.
That's so crazy.
He doesn't want me using his soap.
I love it.
Yeah. The joys. Listen, I got to get the small wins.
Yeah, that's a small win, but it's a good one. It's a solid win.
I have a top 10 list. It is a topical top 10 list.
Yeah. Okay.
It is the top 10 winningest schools in NCAA Division I men's basketball history. It's not about championships.
Oh, winningest broad percentage?
It's about wins.
Mm.
It's about wins.
Well,
percentage, win percentage, and all that good stuff.
I have to say the Tar Heels first. Give me North Carolina.
Number three.
Whoop. Tar Heels!
With a winning percentage of 735.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, 735.
That's a pretty good one. Not bad. They sucked this year, but it was pretty good.
Show me the University of Kentucky. Cats.
Good number
one. Good one.
Number two with a 762 winning percentage. All right, top 10 winningest schools in NCAA Division I men's basketball history. 727. What?
It's not Florida Atlantic?
No.
Jerks.
Or Princeton.
Knock it out Tennessee when I had them.
727-579. Princeton. Who did you just say it was?
I said they
FAU.
FAU knocked out Tennessee last night. I had three games in a parlay. Won the first two by a mile.
There's a one guy.
I went to bed thinking Tennessee would be fine. Nope.
There's one guy on FAU that's just a giant beast of a man.
Yeah,
I was like, you are a man.
A lot of good players on a lot of teams, yeah. And Princeton's still in. They played tonight against Creighton, and I got Princeton.
800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. The phone numbers, Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Top 10 list is underway. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.